Well, Captain Hazy, always a busy time here at the Pella Police Department, even as things maybe shift off of the holidays and we're already thinking about spring. And as many of your initiatives have been going on as part of accreditation, you've been looking for ways to enhance your officers and the staff that you have and your leadership team. And one area that I know everywhere in law enforcement that they're looking and paying more attention to is mental health and having resources available, especially in smaller towns where there's not a lot of crisis response available necessarily for certain mental health issues. Let our listeners know about the work that's been ongoing in the Pella Police Department to bolster that, not only with your training, but obviously it seems like a new officer or at least a new position that'll be created to help with some of these situations.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Thanks for having us again, as always. Yeah, the mental health officer position at the department has been about 6 to 8 months in progress or in process, and we're really excited that we were able to appoint a new officer a new officer to the department to that position. Brandon Huseman was appointed as that officer here at the start of January. And he will be taking on a role as a crisis intervention officer. About 5 years ago in law enforcement, we saw a big switch and a big push that law enforcement officers receive more training in dealing with those suffering mental health crisis. And as part of that, the department, we began training much more handling mental health calls and kind of finding alternatives to placing them in jail or just taking them to the hospital and dropping them off in the ER. And as that has continued to grow and as that that education and the better training of our officers, we've found that that there are other options and opportunities out there that we can help facilitate. And the appointment of a mental health officer, we were approached by the Heart of Iowa this last year to start a co-responder program. And so that co-responder program is a program where our officer will partner with a mental health professional. There'll be a two-person vehicle. There'll be a two-person car that will respond to calls, respond to mental health calls, and follow up on persons in our community that have suffered a mental health crisis. So it's really a great program. We were able to get a grant for the position, so it is a funded position within the department by the grant that we're able to backfill. That was our recent hire of Officer Bailey Knaus. She was the backfill for the position that left the patrol spot. So it doesn't hurt our numbers as far as patrol, and it really is kind of a force multiplier with the new officer, mental health officer, and the new mental health professional responding to those calls.
Now, I think when people hear that, there's a lot of different things when we hear mental health crisis. And most of us don't know the calls that you respond to on a given day or even especially at night of people who are in trouble or maybe have been causing trouble due to a mental health crisis of some kind. And, you know, as you have evaluated this process, generally speaking, how frequent of a need has this been where you've had officers who are trained in de-escalation and trained in these different things, but aren't necessarily trained about maybe panic attacks and these other things? How often do you typically run into that, and how important will this position be moving forward, especially knowing that we're becoming so much more aware of mental health and the impacts not only on people themselves, but what they may be doing in a community?
Yeah, absolutely. The impact that mental health calls has on police and police resources, we were seeing it to continue to rise. Whether it was a standby at the hospital due to somebody that was, in crisis or on a call on the street of just somebody that is maybe suicidal, somebody that's schizophrenic, somebody that's suffering from a mental health episode, being able to put an officer in there. And like you mentioned, all of our officers are receiving de-escalation training and being trained very similarly to our officer. But having that officer that has the time and the resources to put into that call, oftentimes in law enforcement, you do get pulled away from, you don't have a lot of time on a call. And even in Pella, Iowa, that does happen where you just can't dedicate an hour to this call to work through this crisis with this person, which then oftentimes could result in a use of force incident or something where you kind of have to pressure this person and say, look, we need to get going. We need to get moving. And having that resource and having that person and understanding that, you know, the last thing you want to do is rush that process. It's really a win-win for our department, for the safety of our officers, and really for the safety of the community members that are in these situations that are having these incidents in their life, whether it's a today where somebody's suicidal because of something that happened, or it's because of severe depression or from schizophrenia or some other mental health disease that person has. It, all of those things, you know, they take time. They take time to discuss. That rapport building is so important. So the training that the officer has and the training of that mental health professional in tandem will work to find what's best for that officer or for that person in crisis. And it's not always taking them to jail, and it's not always just taking them to the hospital. It's, you know, what can we work out? What other resources are out there, and what other options do we have? And some of those take time. And so having that dedicated team to go out on those calls and work with the folks in our community is a huge benefit to everyone in our community.
One of the things I think that would intrigue me about this position is dispatch, right? So I think, you know, somebody myself who's gone to therapy before, and when you do some of the Google searches, they give you a lot of crisis resources about numbers you can call and all the above. One of the things I think that is interesting is knowing when this is necessary. So I'm guessing this is all through Pella Police Dispatch and Leadership about when this team would be, you know, dedicated and dispatched. But I'm guessing that's probably going to be part of the learning process for you, is at what point is it a mental health incident versus maybe a crime or whatever it might be?
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily, you know, if a crime has been committed, there is certainly a duty to act on behalf of our department and of our officers. And when that call comes into our dispatch, what that assessment that they do as dispatchers, and as that call comes out, and the supervisor that's on patrol that day hearing that call and making that decision. But it does add that extra tool to our toolbox, of meaning that if it is a mental health crisis, or it is an issue that someone is suffering, that we can bring that person in, bring that team in on that call. Even if it is going to result in somebody going to jail, we can bring that person in on that call that not only can begin that process of building that relationship and that rapport with them and finding resources for them, but then it also allows for them to get to know them and to follow up, so that you know, that next day, that 2 days from now, that person is going to get out of jail, you know, depending on what the crime was and circumstances, but likely they're going to get out of jail at some point. And when that time comes, having that mental health officer and that team to go to that person's house and say, hey, look, we know we had this incident due to whatever it was that caused that crisis 3 days ago. To help avoid that, what are things that we can do to as a mental health professional and as a police department and as community to community caretakers, what can we do to help alleviate that turning into an issue down the road? So it's really that follow up with people that are identified that maybe there was an issue, maybe there was an incident, and they will also have that ability to go and follow up with those people as well.
Now, is this something that is ongoing right now? Is it something that's just getting started? What's kind of the rollout look like, or has it looked like? And from a community overall perspective, not that most people, obviously, as we mentioned, when they see the police, it might be their worst day. Mm-hmm. But certainly, you know, knowing that's a resource that's available, I'm not sure it's one that you maybe just call up right away, but it's something that people know is out there. What's kind of the rollout looking like?
Yeah, so right now, Officer Huseman is doing that solo as we're waiting. Inside Out Wellness is a partner with us on this as well, that will be hiring the mental health professional. They'll work out of our office, but it's, again, just kind of that joint agreement with them. It's currently a single person team, just with the officer, but we're hoping in the next couple weeks that mental health professional will be joining that team, and they'll be kind of start the process of that. We're really excited. There's models that we're kind of following up in the metro area. Urbandale, Waukee, and West Des Moines all have very successful programs that they've been running for about 2 years up there that we're modeling ours off of. Certainly, we don't have the calls for service that those entities have, but we certainly have enough calls in our area to make this a successful and a beneficial program. So we're really excited for it. The rollout, obviously there will be hurdles and there will be challenges as it is with any brand new program, and especially a new program to our area and in law enforcement. But we're just really excited to have this extra tool, this extra resource, the mental health professional and our own officer that has the training and knowledge and the abilities to de-escalate those situations and really a safer outcome for our officers and the citizens of Pella.
And it feels like, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but it feels like this is not just obviously a Pella problem. It's an everywhere growing issue, or at least growing knowledge about mental health, and one that it seems like in the future this may not just be a one-person job, even for a town the size of Pella. Not to put those on you, but it seemed like this feels like it's filling a pretty critical need and one that is only growing.
Absolutely. Mental health awareness is something that is, again, over the last 5 to 10 years has been just continues to grow. And for our officers in our own agency, making sure, you know, that deal with trauma on a regular basis, going on trauma calls, that is something that we have worked on over the last 3 years of really building up our, just for our own officers, of understanding what trauma does to your body, what it does to your mental health and your wellness and your sleep and all of those things. And we continue to work all the time of wellness programs and things like that. So, and that's no different for the rest of our community of as people's knowledge of mental health crisis, mental health increases, you know, understanding what might have been viewed as, oh, that's just a problem person in the past. No, that's a person that has some mental health challenges that we need to, maybe we can help work with and help find a solution. So it is something that is not going to go away. It's something that we feel is needs a dedicated resource in the agency. And again, having funding to back it is a huge benefit. And we're just really excited. Marion County started with a mental health deputy a few years ago. Our officer and that deputy and Knoxville Police Department is also coming on board with this. All three can work in combination together. So it really does just kind of help build out that program, build out that knowledge for all of our staff in law enforcement, really in Marion County wide, that can help better respond to calls dealing with mental health crisis.